The insurgents have abducted a number of journalists in Syria in recent weeks. They've killed some of the journalists. Syrian army continues to fight back insurgents in the city of Aleppo. The army says it's foiled an attack on a hospital in the city. Residents say armed men have become more violent against civilians. Battles also continue in other parts of the country. Anti-regime protests are spreading in Saudi Arabia. Demonstrators have called for the release of political prisoners in Buraida city, north of the capital Riyadh. Some parts of the kingdom have been the scene of protests against the Al Saud dynasty since last year. Riyadh has harshly cracked down on the demonstrations. China has urged Japan to immediately release 14 Chinese activists arrested on a disputed archipelago known as the Diaoyu in China and Senkaku in Japan. The activists plan to counter a plan by a group of Japanese lawmakers to make a public visit to the disputed islands. Militants have attacked a key air force base in Pakistan's northwestern Punjab province. Gunmen fired rockets and threw hand grenades into the Kamrah air base. No group has claimed responsibility for the ambush, but officials suspect militants linked to the Pakistani Taliban. Turkish police clashed with supporters of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, known as the PKK, in the country's southeast. Police fired tear gas and used water cannons to disperse protesters in Hakkari province and Sizra town. The PKK is fighting Ankara for an independent Kurdish region inside Turkey. Israel once again threatens to wage war against Iran. Israel's home front defense minister says Tel Aviv is now ready for a 30-day conflict with Tehran. Matan Vilnai claims only 500 Israelis would be killed in such a war. Iran says it will give a devastating response to any foreign aggression. And leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says the false and fabricated Zionist entity will be wiped off the geopolitical scene. Ayatollah Khamenei calls for an enthusiastic participation in international Al-Quds Day rallies. The leader warns of Israeli efforts to make the international community forget about the plight of Palestinians. There's the latest here on Press TV.